Spitting doesn't hurt someone. Spitting also wouldn't have been a command by Pontius Pilate or anyone who was in charge of that day. Do you know what spitting is? Spitting is degrading someone and making them look disgraceful. We're going to see a lot of beastly activity this week. Now, as I share that with you, you're probably thinking, well, all right, Pastor, that's good. But I'm not beastly. Well, have you ever said something like this to yourself? I don't know why I said that. Or have you ever said, it just slipped out? I don't know why that happened. I'm just surprised with what I did. I've said that a couple times recently, in the last few weeks, myself. You know, when you go to soccer games, to watch youth play soccer games, it's encouragement to really cheer on and root on the youth in our community. But I will tell you, it's also encouragement to maybe use a gesture like an eye roll or say some words that are not so encouraging to those that are playing, that sort of thing. Now, I've received an email form, the code of conduct for parents sitting on the sidelines. I've read it through. Now, I get that little nudge from my wife as I go to the soccer game that says, Jeremy, you got to behave yourself, and if you don't, you're going to be sitting down by the goals. I don't want to be around you. I get that speech often. Where's Alicia? Yeah? Right? Okay. Sure enough, the game happens, the beast comes out. It's there inside of me. There may be an eye roll at what the ref calls. There may be a word that, it's not discouraging, but it's not as encouraging as it could be for the youth in the community and for the volunteers that are out there, just for goodness sake, and here I am. I don't know how it happened. It just slips out. Now, some of you, I think I know what you're thinking here. Pastor, I'd never do that. I'm embarrassed I go to your church and you do that. No, no, no. You would do that. You know why? The beast is in you. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 6 says this, all of us are like sheep that have gone, what does it say? Astray. Each turning away, each our own way. Let's jump to Jeremiah chapter 17. It says this, the heart is desperately wicked beyond cure. Who can understand it, Jeremiah says. Jump to Romans chapter 3. It's there in the New Testament. The anthropology in the Bible's clear. There is quite a bit of beast inside of us. Romans chapter 3 says this, there is no one that is righteous. No, not one. For all have fallen short of the glory of God and missed the mark, is how it oftentimes says. Romans chapter 3. Now, you might be thinking this as well. Well, Pastor, I guess, like, all right, you kind of proved we're all beastly. It's right there in the Bible. But what I do is not as beastly as the person at the end of the pew. What they do is way more beastly than what I do. Or what I did a couple months, oh, that's nothing compared to him. That's just an excuse to not take responsibility for our beastly actions. That is just good, downright Lutheran doctrine right there. There's a part of you that is beast. Ooh, that sounds so harsh. But today we also have to recognize there's beauty in the story. Who's the beauty? It's Jesus. It's always Jesus. It's not so much his clothing. Have you noticed in the Gospels, there's no mention of his clothing? Why? We know John the Baptist's clothing, very humble and simple. We know the Pharisees and scribes, it's right described there. It's described very clearly in the Scriptures. Why no description? Because Jesus was nondescript. No reason to mention his clothing. There's actually very little description about his face and his physical features that we focus so much on beauty. What? Why? Because Jesus was pure. Pure in light, pure in beauty. How? I came up with my own definition for why I think Jesus was pure in beauty. It's been helpful for me, and I think for me it's this. It's that when Jesus is, it's when someone's in a moment of weakness and the beast tends to come out in us, like a bad call in the soccer field, and an eye roll happens, that sort of thing. We tend to go to beast mode, where Jesus shined purity, and light. Now, there's a moment in the Gospels that we read earlier in the season of Lent when there's an opportunity for Jesus to show his beastliness after he's been out in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. He hasn't eaten. Mark's Gospel adds that he's been with wild beasts. It's been so bad. And in that moment, he's tempted. Now, you and I wouldn't blame him for doing a miracle or maybe displaying some sense of anger. No, in that moment, he shined purity in quoting God's word. Not a piece of anger, not a piece of darkness in him.